Hello, KMA Land, and thank you so much for joining me on my final take on this week's topic right here on the Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams, and all this week, my co-host Sandy Edie Hansen and I have been taking on the topic of feeling unseen. You could be feeling unseen by yourself, which I talked about on Tuesday, or you could be feeling unseen by others, which I'll get a little more into today. But first, let's ask the main question. Why do you feel invisible and unimportant? Deborah Smouse, blogger and author of Create a Life You Love, gives us several reasons why you might be feeling this way, and I'll touch on as many as I have time for today. The first being that you grew up being told not to speak. You know, that kids should be seen and not heard line. The whole don't call attention to yourself thing. Some were taught by people who were also taught by people that we would need to act a certain way to be liked, that we should fade into the background, or maybe you are someone who fails to honor your feelings. While you may mistake it as woo-woo or silliness, science actually shows that our brains are designed to make quick and generally good decisions based on our experience. By ignoring the built-in ways of our body, mind, and heart, we are leading ourselves away from our own wants and needs, and yes, that's going to lead to a feeling of being invisible and unimportant. And tying right into that is the people-pleaser syndrome. If you sacrifice yourself in the hopes of making other people happy or get them to like you, well, you might think you are getting the good kind of attention on the surface, but you will only attract the people that expect you to continue putting their needs first. Being a people-pleaser actually makes you more unseen and taken advantage of. Next, who are you surrounding yourself with? If your friends are gossips and addicted to drama, you probably will start to pick up a sense that you don't matter in this social circle. You'll almost feel like a place setting in someone else's environment. And another saying that you may have heard before is that if all your friends do when they're together is talk about other people, it's unlikely you're going to speak up and call attention to yourself, because who wants to be the subject of discussion when you're not in the room, right? Okay, those are just a few of the ways you could be feeling invisible. But I don't want to just open your eyes to where you could make some changes. I want you to have something to work towards in making those changes easier on you. If you're dealing with any, all, or some of the reasons you're feeling invisible in your own life, the other contributing factor to feeling unimportant is your self-esteem has taken a hit. You probably don't have a lot of confidence. That's why it's important to nurture your self-confidence, and this can be built over time. When you've spent years feeling or even trying to be a smaller, less noticeable version of yourself, it can take some time to remind yourself that you do exist. As Smouse says, it's just like any part of the journey in life, finding the path to being visible in your life is an important part of loving yourself and curating a life you love. Because even when you desire a quiet and simple life, you still deserve to be not just visible, but to be the star of your own life. End quote. Sandy finishes this topic tomorrow, and I know you'll appreciate what she has to say. Thanks, as always, for making the Double X Factor a part of your day.